The Barbados government is promising more legislation to bring this country in conformity with the demands that are being made of us by the OECD and more recently the European Union that has blacklisted Barbados. However, from the tone of the debate in Parliament yesterday, the country is under no illusions about the challenge it faces in trying to keep its international financial sector alive. Tourism Minister Kerry Simmons had been watching a debate involving six of the Democratic presidential hopefuls in the United States the night before.
Senator Sanders would tell you that you have to close down these offshore entities. He starts with the Cayman Islands and he tacks on the Caribbean behind it. Senator Elizabeth Warren, same thing, that you have to bring an end, Mr. Speaker, sir, to the financial sectors, the offshore financial sectors in the Caribbean. And that's repeated by all of them last night.
But Blue Economy Minister Kirk Humphrey was even more passionate on the issue, noting that on his recent trip to Canada with Prime Minister Motley, he was pained to see that meeting after meeting with financial institutions, she had to seek to reassure them that Barbados was making every effort to get off the EU blacklist.
And so I am, like most Barbadians, I do not mind dying for a cause, but I let nobody kill me for sport. And I feel that the EU making sport, sir, because I do not know an organization that has no legal basis to determine if somebody is backlisted or not. They're not the body designated with that responsibility. It's the OECD. And the Honorable Member for St. Michael North would tell you that the OECD said that Barbados was compliant. And the EU, who has no legitimate reason to do it, are the ones saying that Barbados is not. Nonetheless, it doesn't matter who says it, because you know might is right. And the conversation that is being had is that Barbados has been blacklisted, even though we were blacklisted by somebody that has no right to do so. But when I watched the Prime Minister go from meeting to meeting, Mr. Speaker, sir, it was hurting me. Trying to make a case for Barbados and for the international community to stay the course. And this is a real conversation. Because there are large companies that are domiciled in Barbados that are seriously thinking about leaving. Because if they continue to do business in Barbados, when Barbados remains a country on a blacklist, they would then be penalized for doing so. So this thing has implications for every single one of us in this place. Were there people who live in my constituency, sir, and yours, and in everybody else's constituency in here, who would lose a job because the EU determined that they want to blacklist people?
Mr. Humphrey argued that part of what's unfair about how the bigger countries are treating us is that they keep changing the rules. And they are also hypocritical.
The Swiss bank giant UBS got a $3.7 billion fine after being found guilty of helping the wealthy clients in France hide billions of dollars. You hear what I tell you? $3.7 billion fine. They're trying to challenge it now, but they got fined for allowing money laundering. Sir, the Dutch bank, ING, $775 million for allowing criminals to do the same kind of laundering. Same thing in Estonia, Latvia, all these countries that got together and blacklist Barbados, all these countries that want us to come up with all this money laundering legislation, anti-money laundering legislation, find themselves guilty but having to pay no real price in the international community because we don't get to charge them. But sir, they get to charge us. All of them. And it should be, sir, offensive to all of our sensibilities, sir, because it is wrong. It is wrong. Mr. Speaker, sir, Estonia has zero rate now of corporate tax. And they're telling Barbados that our taxes are too low. You understand, sir? It is, when you think about the hypocrisy of the system, the idea that might remains right, that you could only have a conversation, sir, if you are equal in power. That all of a sudden, sir, our voice doesn't matter because we don't get to sit at the EU table, Mr. Speaker, sir. None of this matters. Because there are countries that no matter what we do will continue, sir, to try to bully us. We have to do for ourselves what we think it is right, sir. That is why I feel this legislation is important, because it is right to prevent money laundering, sir. But it has got to be a point in Barbados where we say to the international community, enough is enough.
An impassioned Minister of the Blue Economy, Kirk Humphrey, speaking in Parliament. This has been Sajikor's Early Business.